here's a story from The World.
For people from Afghanistan trying to reach Europe to seek asylum, crossing the mountains between Iran and eastern Turkey is a popular route. Now, escalating violence and a looming U.S. military retreat is stoking fears that the Taliban will tighten its grip on Afghanistan. And the pandemic has already tightened border controls all along migration routes. Duri Buskaran traveled to eastern Turkey to report on conditions at the mountain crossing for Afghan travelers.
In a small park behind a bus station, a 19-year-old named Sami sits with his elderly mother. Though Afghans have a right to request asylum in Turkey, this traveling party did cross the border without permission. That's why we aren't using his full name.
The main reason is it's war. You go to bazaar, there is bomb explosions. You walk on the street, there is bomb explosions. You never know. And the other reason is there is no work. The life is there very difficult.
Sami speaks Turkish fluently. He came here on his own 5 years ago, was granted asylum, and went to school. But Sami found out recently that his father passed away, leaving his elderly mother widowed and alone in Kunduz, a city in the north of Afghanistan. He decided to go back for her. I don't know whether to laugh or cry, she says. As Sami tells it, the pair secured visas to Iran. Then they paid a smuggler to take them to Turkey through the Zagros Mountains, a steep range of snow-capped peaks that rival the size of the American Rockies. When they reached Turkey, they were stopped by police, fed a hot meal, and deported back to the Iranian side of the border. They decided to try again, crawling past the patrol checkpoints on their hands and knees. Sami says it took 8 hours.
So slow, my mom. Every time I had to ask our friends at the front, please slow. And they say, in the middle of nowhere and no one there, if a wolf comes, we don't have even a knife to defend ourselves.
Finally, when they reached the eastern Turkish city of Van, they were told to wait for a car that would take them the rest of the way. Sami and his mother are going to a city in western Turkey, where his brothers live. Here at the bus station, they wait with a young couple from Logar province, also in Afghanistan. A baby sleeps in the shade, swaddled in a blanket, while their older kids run around the park. He's 26, and he was a fruit seller back in Logar. He says he was routinely threatened by the Taliban. They'd ask for money, say they'd take the kids. He and his wife knew their sons would be required to attend religious schools if the Taliban took control, and their daughter would be forbidden from attending school at all. I want my daughter to go to school and become a doctor, his wife adds.
It is not illegal to seek asylum and safety.
Babur Balok is a spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR.
Wherever these desperate arrive at a border point, the best thing to do is to provide these desperate people access to asylum, to take them through a process so they don't end up being abused by traffickers, smugglers, or dying in the sea.
Balok says it's hard to know how the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan will change things. There are already 3 million Afghans who are refugees within their own country. If a peace process between the Afghan government and the Taliban doesn't work out, they may be forced to leave. But the countries they flee to are stepping up migration controls. The Turkish government has arrested 49,000 people in the past 6 months, according to the Directorate General of Migration Management. And many people who do make it choose not to seek asylum here because they hope to do it in Europe. As people who migrate try to avoid police, they start to take bigger and bigger risks, like crossing Van Lake, a massive interior lake in eastern Turkey that sits between the mountainous border region and the cities where it's a little easier for people to move around without the threat of deportation.
In order to skip those checkpoints, they use Van Lake.
Mehmet Kaçan, an attorney at the Van Bar Association, takes me to a municipal graveyard far in the back, where a small field of simple slabs is the final resting place for people who have died far from their homes.
He died in Van Lake last year, 26th of June of 2020. And if you see, they put Y and G, Wangulu, it means, and they give the number 20, number 20.
A year ago this week, a boat carrying migrants across Lake Van capsized, killing 61 people. Only the driver of the boat survived after swimming to shore. On Kachan's phone are videos he's received from the victims' families. One appears to have been taken from below decks before the boat sank. It's now being used as evidence in court. Dozens of young men are packed in the hold. Some sit down, looking seasick. Others are laughing and joking to themselves.
It's like they're so young.
Yeah, mostly youngsters and teenagers.
That same year, 23 people froze to death while crossing the mountains. There have been fewer deaths so far this year, Kachan says, but European borders are starting to open again. He thinks the number will rise. I worry about the families at the bus station, whether the smuggler they hired will take them to safety or steal their money and leave them on the side of the road. But the next day, I get a message from Sami. "We made it to the city," he writes. "Everything is fine." For The World, I'm Dari Buscarin, Van, Turkey. From PRX.